in the prayers and the readings for today, there's a very strong impression given that the presentation of Christ in the temple is, so to speak, the visible beginning of Christ's offering of himself to God the Father. His family obey the law. They make that sacrifice of obedience that Hebrew Scripture requires. And Jesus is caught up in that obedience, that self-giving of obedience to the loving and just will of God. So this is, you might say, the beginning of the journey to the cross. This is where the offering, the sacrifice, begins to, literally, to take flesh. But there's one image which sticks with me from an ancient Syrian writer of the church, St. Ephrem, who has a hymn about the Holy Eucharist, in which he describes Simeon taking the Christ child in his arms and lifting him up as the priest lifts the bread over the table. And he says, the mystery is, of course, that it is Simeon who is being lifted up at that moment. Christ makes himself an offering to the Father, as our colleague says, so that we may be presented, so that we may be offered. And when this morning I lift up the bread and the wine, I and all of us might very well remember that we are being lifted, we are being held, we are being made an offering, a present to God. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians imagines the end of all things as Christ handing over everything to the Father. Christ, so to speak, wiping his brow and saying, there, there's the universe, all finished, all yours. And as we celebrate this Eucharist, and as we think of the callings and duties that lie ahead of us, on our return especially, that's a picture to carry with us, being part of the process by which Christ finishes off the universe. There it is. It's finished. I've done it. It's yours. Says Christ to the Father, says Christ in and of each one of us. And as we go about our work, that's what we're involved in. The finishing off of the universe, the bringing to maturity, to fruition, God's purpose in every person, in every situation where we find ourselves. And that's how we ourselves become a gift, not only from Christ to God the Father, but the gift in Christ of God the Father to the world. The beginning of Christ's offering and sacrifice, the beginning of Christ's self-giving, the beginning of his giving of us to the Father, and God's giving of us to the world. All there, as Simeon lifts up the child, as we lift up the bread and the wine, our prayers, our concerns, our hearts, our anxieties, and are gathered and lifted in that moment to God.